It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Adrienne Hill, and for John Moe. Chances are good you're going to go to Wikipedia today to look something up, but fewer people are writing those articles you'd look up. That's what founder Jimmy Wales said at this year's Wikipedia conference. Stuart Geiger, who's a PhD student at Berkeley and a Wikipedia researcher, says there are a couple of reasons getting new writers is hard.
On the technical side of things, the interface is actually very difficult to use. If you go to any Wikipedia article and you click edit, you're not going to get the same kind of interface that you see with a blogging software or email or Facebook. You're going to get what's called wiki markup, where you have to write code in a very specialized computer language. And that can be difficult for a lot of people to learn, especially if it's an article that's very developed and has a lot of images and tables and figures. And then also there's the very social component to that, which is that you're much more likely now to have your contributions rejected than you were before, because the community of editors in Wikipedia are very concerned with quality and reliability and notability. So if you start an article about what you know and you create something about your favorite garage band or your favorite local restaurant, there's a pretty good chance that that article will actually be deleted. And that's the same thing if you edit in a very high-profile article like the Gaza Strip or Barack Obama. And it's a huge blow to your motivation if you get your contributions rejected. And that's something we've definitely seen in our research, that people who, you know, join initially and get their contributions rejected flat out leave and they don't come back.
Fewer contributors could change Wikipedia as we know it, says Andrew Famagletti, a professor at the University of Texas at Dallas.
The problem you would run into is that inaccuracies would creep in, and the volunteer labor needed to correct them just wouldn't be there to be drawn on. And so what Wikipedia would have to do to respond to that would be to lock down pages, to put them into what they would call sort of a stable state, so that they would be sort of safe to be left on the site sort of untended for longer periods of time.
But Andrew can see some potential for positive change.
I was sort of interested to see that in his statement, Wales talks about the issue of diversity, and he gives this picture of a typical Wikipedia contributor as sort of young and male and middle class.
And geeky. Didn't he say geeky?
Yeah, and geeky. And they've known that for a long time. The Wikimedia Foundation has been really, really good about looking at those demographic data and saying, hey, we need to fix this. We need to make Wikipedia a more representative space. If they can reach out to women, if they can reach out to older people, to people who are outside of the developed world, then they're going to be able to tap into new contributors who they're otherwise missing.
The Wikipedia conference wraps up this weekend. Want to write a real-life letter but just can't seem to find the time? Why not have someone else do it for you? Ivan Cash has created Snail Mail My Email, a project where you email a note and an address, and a volunteer writes your note out by hand and mails it. Cash says he wants the month-long project to remind people about the joy of letters.
As I embraced social media and email and texting, I felt like I had less time to write handwritten letters. I think it involves a certain level of almost intimacy, or just like thinking about this other person and how they're going to receive this, and you're holding it, they're going to hold it. There's all these things that are in play that just totally are passed on with email or the more instant forms of communication.
To send us an email or find out how to have someone turn your email to us into snail mail, go to our website, marketplacetech.org. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter, What You Need to Know About Tech, delivered straight to your inbox. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.